The web is now an integral part of our daily lives. My work is focused on highlighting its foundations, the building blocks that make it possible as a piece of engineering, what is called the architecture of the web, a layer of protocols and languages that remained surprisingly stable over time. And there is more than that. As science studies scholar Peter Galison showed in one of his books about Poincaré and Einstein's conceptions of time, philosophy and industry, abstract metaphysical questions, and the workings of machinery are not always clearly separated. Philosophical questions can be raised by technical artifacts. This is especially true of the web and the semantic web, probably on a yet unseen scale. Issues such as, what is there on the web? How can we describe, identify, and manipulate it? Are philosophical questions, except that the engineers who have built the web have strived to answer them without waiting for philosophers' answers. Philosophical engineers, as web creator Tim Berners-Lee called the architects of the web, tackle these issues not through discussions about concepts, but by devising standards and artifacts, sometimes from pre-existing concepts, but always leading to a surprising and not foreseen result. This is what I call the process of artifactualization. It leads to a very different way to understand the practice of philosophy, but one maybe that fits our technological form of life, where philosophy is no longer done by academic philosophers alone, but almost everywhere. A conception that goes back maybe to Heraclitus. The stakes are high regarding the way philosophy is practiced, as digital design and experiments will more and more be recognized as legitimate way to do philosophy, or so we argue.